The easiest way that this seems to come about is action skill 7A, where the child learns to cluster two consonants together as long as the second consonant is a W. Now, we don't have too many W clusters in English. We do have TW, as in the word twin, DW, as in the name Dwayne, KW, as in the word queen, and GW, as in the word Gwen. And those are pretty rare words. They're not the kinds of words we see in early childhood, necessarily. But what children do at this level is they actually produce R clusters and L clusters with W's. So instead of, for example, producing PR, they produce PW. So pretty becomes pretty, and brown becomes brown, and train becomes twain, and drum becomes dwum, and cry becomes quy, and grass becomes guass, and so forth. With the L clusters, we have airplane pronounced epane or epwane, and we have blue pronounced woo, and Santa Claus pronounced Santa Quaz, and glass pronounced guass. So the W cluster, although it's not a common cluster within English, it's used very commonly among little children as a substitute for their L and R clusters.